Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody, and good morning. And I had to get on here today because I was listening this morning to a video, and after the video, the news came on, and it's expected to see what's happening. I don't watch the news and the media, but I see the brainwashing that's taking place. But because of the lack of faith of so many people today in a wonderful Creator and His holy word, so many people are living in fear today, and they're being controlled by the news and the media, and it's so obvious of what's happening and the conditioning of the people of what's happening. So I need to speak up and to remind us about lack of faith and what that means. Now, the whole idea of people running to get a vaccine shot, and I saw all this dramatic stuff, the news lines and the people saying, oh, there's lines and lines of people waiting to get this vaccine. And now there's lines of people waiting to get food. And there's lines of people for this and for that and all these lines everywhere. And then you get to the end of the line and they point a thing that's the shape of a gun at your forehead to take your temperature. And then they tell you you have to wear a certain mask and complete control. And the people do it willingly. And it's not just the people that say they don't believe in a wonderful Creator. It's even the average person that considers himself a Christian today. And it's just obvious of the lack of faith of people that's making this issue happen. The Bible promises us that no matter what's going on, that Yahweh will never leave us or never forsake us. He would never leave us or never forsake us. Do you not believe that? It says in the Bible, if you read your Bibles and opened up your Bibles in Deuteronomy 31:6, to be strong and of good courage. Fear not and do not be afraid. For Yahweh will do what needs to be done. Do not forsake thee. Yahweh says He is our helper. We can do everything with Him and nothing without Him. Instead of fearing man's and man ways and everything else, Yahweh watches over those that give Him reverence. That's what it says in the scripture. So I'm seeing what's going on out there today, and I'm seeing the control over the people. And the test that happened last year, or the test of how many people are going to submit or commit to the fear-mongering that's going on out there today. And it's not going away. It went away for a little while and people thought everything was over. But no, people's lack of faith in our wonderful Creator and His Word is the main issue out there today. The news is the antithesis to the Bible. It is fear-mongering, fear in people. It's the media. It was just sickening just watching this today of all these pictures, of all these lines all over the country, of all the people waiting to get their shots, waiting to get in stores, empty food shelves, and all the other stuff that's happening. And what are we going to do? You have no idea the conditioning for you to rely on man instead of relying on our Creator, what that's doing to you, and how it just shows the true colors of the people out there today. And how it shows the true colors. How many of you are out there are actually scared? How many of you are scared of COVID? How many of you are scared of just scared? The Bible tells us about fear, not to live in fear, not to live in fear, but to have faith in a wonderful Creator. You know, but people don't listen. It says in Mark 5:36, Yeshua told them, don't be afraid, just believe. Don't be afraid and just believe. And this is the difference. You know, I have people I know that they say to me, well, you know, I believe in this particular God and I believe in this particular religion and all this. And they want to argue with me up and down all day long about the Bible and what the Bible says and why they don't believe in it. They want to support their murdering of babies. They want to come up with all their confidence and everything else in the belief system they believe in, the God they believe in, everything else. And they say, what's the difference? And I could tell them straight up the difference of, well, there's only one of all those different gods and one of all those different religions where somebody literally came back from the dead, resurrected himself, and they still don't want to see it. But what do you see now when they're walking around in fear? When they're walking around in fear and they try to make up some name for it. Oh, I don't call it fear. I call it being aware. Listen, if you're sitting at home watching the news all day and you're too scared to leave your house without putting a pillowcase over your head, or your greatest desire is to go outside and stand in line to get some vaccination. If you're watching the news more than you're reading the Bible, that shows fear over faith. That's the bottom line. If you're watching the news more than you're reading your Bible, I would even suggest you are not a sincere believer in a wonderful creator. Or Satan has really deceived you, seriously deceived you. Every person that claims to be a believer in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, should spend more time in the Word daily than they do watching the media, watching the news, and watching anything for that fact. They should be talking about our Creator and our Messiah more than any other topic. If you're talking about anything more than that, you need to question where your heart truly is. Yes, if you're watching anything more than something to do with the Scriptures, if you're listening to conversations, anything more than that has to do with the Scriptures, I'm not saying you can never do that stuff, but if you're doing it more, you're raising that above a wonderful creator and what he promised us and all the promises he gives us. You need to repent. You need to repent. It says in 2 Samuel, my God is my rock. I can run to him for safety. He is my shield and my saving strength, my defender and my place of safety. Those that claim they don't believe, at least they're saying they don't believe. But those that say they believe, what happens when it says Yahweh is my refuge, whom I trust? If you trust him, he will provide for you. He cares for you. Cast all your anxieties upon him. What happened to be still and know I am Yahweh? There are people out there, they know every single thing that's going on with the news and all the update, right to the second, what's happening with the media and everything else. But they don't remember even a scripture of the Bible. They're liars. Get away from me. I do not know you. That's what Yeshua is going to say. Understand, being a believer is not just confessing Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, with your lips. Being a believer is somebody that has the peace and the joy. Ask yourself this. Do you have peace and joy at this moment? I don't want to hear, well, this is going on and that problem's going on. Even amongst your problems, you should have peace and joy. Do you have peace and joy in your life? Do you want peace and joy in your life? I can assure you, if you heed to our Creator's words, regardless of what's going on in this world, you will have peace and joy in your life. Instead of running and letting this world write your story, let Yahweh be the author of your story. The author of your life. He says in John 6:20, don't be afraid. I am here. He's not going to leave us. He's fighting for us. But we have to trust him. We have to trust him. Somebody. Now, I'm not talking about the world ways, because the world don't have Yeshua. Of course, they have a reason to be fearful and scared. I get that. Anyone that's watching right now, if you don't know Yeshua, or if you think you know Yeshua and you have any fear of anything that's going on there right now, you're a liar. You're a liar. The Bible says we should not fear man and man's ways. The problem is we fear this COVID and we fear all this other stuff, what the news and the media tells us to fear. And if people just feared sin the way they feared that stuff, we wouldn't be in this situation to begin with. You can have complete peace. Complete peace. Complete peace. Today. Complete peace. if you just put your trust in our wonderful creator. Peace about everything. No more about what ifs and how comes. No, just praises to our wonderful creator. Just praises to him this wonderful day. We got up today and it says each morning is another beautiful, great day in Yahshua. We got up today. The light opened up and lit up the sky. We're up today to go out there and take a deep breath and to see the trees growing and the birds twerping and life. What are we scared of? You turn on the news and the media. The lines are everywhere. All over. People tell me about the meat trucks waiting with the body bags, that the hospitals are running out of body bags and the lines for food and what are people going to do and all this. You just don't believe our creator. You don't believe our creator. This should have no effect on us at all. Go along your daily life. Stick in the word. And let me tell you this. This is the easiest time than ever before in the history of man to witness about Yeshua. So I'm not telling you to be say nothing and do nothing. I have my plans. When I see all these lines everywhere, I'm going to stand out there with some scripture. Because those people aren't going anywhere. I'm going to stand out there with scripture. It's the easiest time ever to witness. Stand outside one of these lines and just read your Bible. Stand out there in one of these lines with a sign and tell people, and don't even say a word, just stand there with a sign. I got my sign. Why fear this virus? Fear our wonderful creator. Be in awe of him. I'm going to go out there with my sign when everyone's online waiting for what they're waiting for. I'm just going to stand there with my sign and see who wants to come up to me and talk to me. That's it. The lines are a great, great tool to witness. Whether it's Costco or Whole Foods or Trader Joe's, there are people online waiting to get in. Just looking around. They can't even talk to the person next to them because no one's even allowed to be next to them. These wonderful opportunities that Yahweh's opened up for us to share the word with each other. Let's do that. But again, if you consider yourself a believer in our wonderful Messiah, and you are in fear of all this nonsense that's going on in the news, I would suggest you shut the news off. Shut the media off. Literally, Satan is reading the news to you, instilling fear in you. Half is not true to begin with. More than half is probably not even true. But even the stuff that's really happening out there tonight, it's just a bunch of unbelievers partaking with a bunch of unbelievers in unholy things. That is a result of people not having faith in our wonderful creator. That's what it is. So you call yourself a believer. Why do you want to go to an event where there's a whole bunch of unbelievers doing a whole bunch of unholy things, living in fear of man and man's ways, putting things in their body that's going to actually create more sickness and disease in their life, that go against the scriptures? And then somebody would call themselves a believer. I would suggest that's a make believer. That's a make believer. Again, I'm going to say it again for those of you that are joining right now. If you are watching the news, forget about more than reading your Bible, even at all. Something is wrong in your life, but you should not be doing anything more than being in the word of our creator, praying and praising. Pray, praise, proclaim, read and repent, and submit and rejoice in a wonderful creator. That's what we need to be doing. How much time did you spend watching the news yesterday or talking about COVID or stuff? Listen, when your $600 stimulus check brings you more joy than the scriptures that say, trust in me. When you want to go out and all around and proud to everyone, hey, I got my check this soon, this fast. That's the first thing people tell me. Got my check. Got my check. Why don't people call me up and say, got my present today. Got my present today. I got Yahweh. You know, people so excited for their little check, but they completely ignore Yahweh. Tell me to come to me. I got my check. Did you pray today? Did you pray today? No, but you got you. So you tell me you got your check. You tell me you're waiting in line to spend your check on some things that you shouldn't even be spending your time with, you know, and you know, I didn't need the check, but I got the check. Well, did you give it to somebody like a ministry or something, or somebody that might need it? Well, what are you going to do with that check? Well, I'm going to save it for a rainy day, or I'm going to go out and treat the family to a vacation because I got my check. Why don't you take your little check and challenge people that are waiting in line to get their vaccinations? To read some scripture about not living in fear and anxiety. Find six people in those lines and tell them if they sit down with you for a half hour and listen to you read the Bible, you'll give them $100. That's it. Why don't you do that? Pull them out of line. Say, if you come out of line with me and sit down with me, I just got a $600 check from the government. Take six people. Said, I will give each of you $600 if you come and sit with me for a half hour or an hour and listen to what our Creator says about fear and living in fear. Why don't you do that? Spend that money wisely. You know, but this is what's going on today. I just had to get on and say something because I was watching a video about a good video about the scriptures, and I was caught up doing something else, and all of a sudden I heard the music. It's not just there are lines waiting up everywhere. It's the music in the background. Dun 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 dun. All the drama music. Lines today, lines today, lines today everywhere. It's so obvious. It's so obvious and crazy what they're doing today. Why did I have to put the dramatic music to that? And then I go places and people just living in fear. It's just, we can't feed into this, folks. We can't feed into this. Nothing should take our joy away. Nothing should take our joy away. So get in the Word. Shut the TV off. Shut the news off. If you want to watch the news, do it like I do. Here's how I watch the news. There's a Yahoo.com, right? I go to Yahoo.com in the morning or evening, and I type it in, and I look for my name. I look for my name in there. Now I'm a little on the internet, a little well known, but I'm not looking for a prideful stem. I'm looking at the news at my name. Did anyone say anything about Paul? Is I'm not searching my name to see who's talking about me. I'm looking at the news, the daily news. Is my name anywhere in the news? Is any of this pertain to me? Nope. Okay. I don't need to see the rest of it. You know, when people tell me, oh, did you hear what the news said? I said, oh, did they mention my name? No. Well, then it doesn't pertain to me. I'm not interested in the worldly news. I'm interested in what our Creator says. That's it. Did you hear what happened? When people tell me, did you hear what happened? Yeshua died and rose again? No, it says we're going to be getting $600, or it says the vaccines are going to be made mandatory, or you need a passport to go to see a movie or something. Did you hear what happened? Yeshua said that he's our rock and we'll be fine no matter what. No, it says the end of the world's coming and, you know, we got to get online and get this vaccination or we can't leave our houses. So I just pray that the believers and make-believers would the true colors would be revealed to us. But for those, don't let anything steal your joy away. I have more joy and peace in my life than I've ever had before. Than I've ever had before. There's nothing in this world that's going to take that away or shake that. We've been given the greatest gift ever in Yeshua dying for us. So if you're going to wait in line, if you have to be somewhere, or you have to do something, make the best of it. Start reading some scriptures while you're in line. Wear a sign or something, you know, and use it as a great opportunity to preach the word of our Creator and get the message out. Get the message out. But stop living in fear. Stop watching the news. It's just crazy. When I saw that, I was like, the way they had the music. Dun, 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 and all the dramatic music. And they show the cars waiting in line. You understand, this is what these people, that this is their life. This is what they trained for. This is their business. This is what they went. Some people went to psychology in school, and some people went to advertising and marketing. This was everything. We can't just tell people, well, there's long lines and people need money. No, what are people saying? They're showing the cars, they're showing the lines, they're showing. It's like when there's a hurricane or when the weather's bad and it's supposed to be a hurricane in Florida. It's going to be right before the hurricane, everywhere's nice and it's quiet everywhere. They'll find one tree that's blowing in the wind and they'll have the newscaster holding on to the tree. Meanwhile, people in our background just looking at what's going on because it's calm everywhere. This one tree's blowing around and people blowing around. They're like, it's getting really rough out here. They're taught to incite you and to just emotionally connect to you. So much so where there are people all over the country watching the weather or somewhere where they don't even live. We got to look at how we're investing our time, folks. How we're investing our time. This is a great, joyous time for believers because we can go out there and tell people about the truth, about our wonderful Messiah and what he's done for us, and that we could live in a fearless environment to be in awe of our Creator and have so much joy every single day. It's a great opportunity. So go out there and do that. Go out there and do that. And I want to remind you with this today. And don't let up. Don't let up. The bigger the lines get, the more you'll be out there. And think about what you're doing. And think about what you're doing with this. You know, if I have to get in somewhere, if I have to put a mask on to get in somewhere so I can get in there and get out of there in a moment. I mean, a lot of people are fighting about, oh, I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm not going to wear a mask because it's this, this, and this, and this. Just think about how you invest your time. Think about how you invest your time. I'd rather put on a mask for five minutes, go in and out of the store, get what I need, and go proclaim the gospel everywhere than to stand outside for an hour in front with the people and start arguing about the mask when I could be going out and I could be witnessing to other people. I'm not saying it's wrong to argue about that. I'm not saying we should be wearing that to begin with. I'm saying the enemy's job is to distract us. And we need to think about how we're investing our time. That's what I'm asking you to all do. Think about how you're investing your time and what's being said and reflect on that. And with joy. Think about how amazing it is, the times we live in now. With so much technology, how great is it that, you know, I could press a button on a phone and food could be at my door? I don't even have to go to see the lines or wait in the lines. Think about all amazing, great things that have come from something like what's going on right now when you're not letting all the dramatic stuff affect you. All the blessings that are out there right now. I was thinking the other day, I said, if there was never something like this COVID, you know, considering how unhealthy people are and the way people are living, I was done touching people a long time ago. You know, but now all of a sudden we got to make a political stand. So, hey, I'm not going to stop touching people. But, you know, people are so unhealthy these days and unholy. I'm fine avoiding people, you know, in these situations. We got so much great, great things happening right now. So many great things. And Yeshua is at work. And there's so many blessings out there. How could you say that? I got laid off from my job. And there's nothing new under the sun, folks. People have always gotten laid off from jobs. There's nothing new under the sun. People have always hit hard times. My heart goes out to those people that are literally suffering from COVID because it's a real disease. And people are out there really suffering. People are out there really in pain. It's a painful virus that's true and it's real. My heart goes out to all of you, whether you've got it believing or not believing. If you have it, no. My heart goes out to you and I pray you following my guidelines of health to overcome it as soon as possible and healing and eating healthier and living wiser. But those of you that are donating your time and living in fear. Fear and stress is never good for your health. Fear and stress is never good for your health. Get in the Word and praise a wonderful Creator. Praise, sing some praise songs when you're online there waiting. You know, Neil, don't, and line's not the issue. When I grew up, people had no problem waiting in line to go see a movie. I don't see lines for movies as much as I used to anymore because there's so many theaters out there now. But people used to be in line waiting for a movie with no problem. People used to be in line waiting to get in a concert overnight. Overnight, they were in line waiting to get to a concert. Waiting in line is not an issue. I see people waiting in cold weather, frigid temperatures, to buy tickets to go see their team in the Super Bowl or something. They'll be out there all night. And they're having fun while they're out there in line. Then I see people waiting a half hour in line to go in the store or something, and then people are all upset that they got to wait in line. They got to wait in line. I don't want to wait. You had no problem waiting when you were going to get those concert tickets. At least in the old days. But now people don't want to wait anymore. They don't want to, you know, the media is just controlling people. And it's just, when your eyes are open, it's just so obvious. It's just so obvious out there. And it's getting worse and worse and not better and better. And this is what, you know, it says to separate the true believers from the make-believers. So what are you all going to do? What are you going to choose? This day, what are you going to choose this day? The scriptures tell us and show us not to be in fear of man. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart. You know, not on your own understanding, but trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Remember that. You know, remember what it says. It said in Psalms 94, 17 to 19, if Yahweh has not been my help, my soul would soon have dwelt in the abode in silence. If I should say my foot has slipped, your love kindness, O Yahweh, will hold me up. When my anxious thoughts multiply within me, your consolations delight my soul. Delight my soul. People need to hear more scripture. Here, this is beautiful. Lamentations 3, 22 to 23. The steadfast love of Yahweh never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Every single morning they are new. Hallelujah. My heart goes out to all of you in prayer that are suffering right now. I pray that you heal quickly. And Yah be with you all. Have a blessed day, everybody. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry. There's revival and it's spreading like a wildfire in my heart. A Sunday morning, hallelujah, and it's lasting all week long. Can you hear it? Can you feel it? It's the rhythm of a gospel song. Oh, once you choose it, you can't lose it. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. I got an old church choir singing in my soul. I've got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing cause I've been that I want.